With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montanans across the state turned out in celebration and protest following several media outlets Saturday calling the presidential race for Joe Biden. These scenes were gathered by Yellowstone Public Radio News and Montana Public Radio News reporters. Word of Joe Biden's apparent victory spread quickly. Drivers in downtown Missoula jubilantly honked their horns when news broke Saturday morning. Shelby Gilfillan was so elated she grabbed a boombox and started an impromptu dance party on the south side of Higgins Avenue Bridge.
I feel like just like a weight's been lifted off of the country's shoulders, you know, like just, oh my gosh, my heart's beating so fast.
Gilfillan says she believes President Trump's loss has dealt a symbolic blow to bigotry in the United States. In Billings, a dozen Biden supporters carried signs saying, "Bye, Don," and, quote, "Go, Joe, a return to decency." Amelia Marquez, who ran unsuccessfully for state legislature in 2018, says while Montana Democrats have a long 4 years ahead of them after getting swept in every statewide race, she's celebrating the momentous occasion of the first woman of color to be elected vice president.
We just wanted a moment to kind of come together as a community and party it up a little bit.
Elsewhere in Montana, where Trump beat Biden by 16 percentage points, jubilation mixed with protest. In Bozeman, a couple dozen people waved American and Trump 2020 flags outside the Gallatin County Courthouse. Some wore Make America Great Again hats. Others carried signs saying, quote, "Dems lie, cheat, and steal," end quote, and, quote, "A fair election equals no voter fraud." Naomi Shields led the group in prayer after they marched down Main Street.
We decided to show up here today because I feel like, and a lot of us feel like, the media is trying to determine before the actual votes are fully officially in.
Shields says news outlets need to be held accountable for projecting the presidential winner. The Associated Press has been calling presidential races for well more than 100 years. NPR reports Trump has not conceded the race and has alleged, without evidence, widespread voter fraud, vowing to challenge the election in court. Outside the state capitol building in Helena Saturday, Angel Glass was the last of an estimated 100-plus supporters who showed up for President Trump. The Army veteran drove about 3.5 hours from Billings after hearing on right-wing media personality Alex Jones's show that there would be nationwide protests against massive alleged voter fraud.
He is our president. He's going to stay our president for 4 more years. He's not going to concede. His supporters are not going to lay down and take this. We're going to fight back, and we're going to be here for him and be here for our country.
Edward O'Brien, Rachel Kramer, Kevin Trevelin, and Aaron Bolton contributed to this report. I'm Nikki Ouellette.